Hello, Nick's Nutcases. This is Nick Joss, and I've got another episode of Nutty Bites Dinner and a Movie for the dog days of podcasting for you. And there's a little mic noise. Sorry about that. I think my hair was brushing against it. So today I am going to be giving you a spoiler-free review of an old movie. This is a movie that I have loved. I'm sure I watched this at some point growing up, but for me, the big thing was my niece, when she was little and we were living together in Queens, she adored this movie. And this movie, like, she would watch it nonstop. I mean, she had about maybe 5 to 10 different Disney movies that she would go through, but this is one of the few that wasn't, like, you know, brand new, like Beauty and the Beast or Aladdin or The Lion King. You know, those were the contemporary Disney movies. And this one, she loved so much. And she was going to a bilingual preschool and preschool, daycare, whatever. And so she was speaking Spanish during the day. And so we went and we got... Did I even say what movie I'm talking about yet? Sorry. Spoiler-free review for the movie Aristocats. Disney's The Aristocats. She loved this so much, and I loved it too. It's a really fun movie. We ended up getting her the, Los Aristogatos, which is the Spanish version. And so she would watch the English or the Spanish. And at the time, this is all VHS, so of course we had to have two of those big, giant, white VHS things. And it was one of her favorites to watch. And so I would watch this in English, I would watch it in Spanish, and I don't speak Spanish, but since I knew the movie, it kind of helped. I had a little more grasp on Spanish, I guess, in those days than I do now. I never run into anyone speaking Spanish these days, so it's funny. Every now and then, because there's so much French around me, I'll be able to pick up a French word because it's close to the Spanish, or I'll say a Spanish word and French people will be like, "What? That's almost the right word." But so the Aristocats is about a bunch of cats in France, and they belong to this wealthy old woman who she's leaving all of her money to the cats, and her butler gets jealous. So he decides to kidnap them and drop them off in the countryside and then not have to worry because now he's the sole beneficiary. And basically you're following the cats to come home and find their way back. It's cheesy and hokey, but it's so much fun. And the voices are, oh, they're so great. It's not Zsa Zsa, it's Ava. Ava Gabor is the mom cat. And all of the other voices are, you know, the voices that you know from like every other Disney movie, you know? And
I'm trying to look up names of the voice actors because they're escaping me at the moment, except for Ava Gabor. But they're amazing. Okay, so Phil Harris, that's one that I wasn't going to remember. So he plays O'Malley, and he's an alley cat, but you know him from The Jungle Book, you know, playing Baloo, and you know him from Robin Hood and all of these other Disney movies. And in those movies, he's the, you know, lovable best friend. But in this movie, he's kind of a player and he's pretty awesome. And so all of these characters, they just kind of come to life, and the animation is amazing. I mean, they had to draw over some live people and some live animals to do this. It was so amazing. Hang on. Just going to have some nice iced Lady Grey tea. You know what they say about the first Lady Grey tea of the day? Always the best. So the animation is beautiful. Well, I recently had
It's on Netflix now. There's a bunch of Disney stuff on Netflix. And I'm constantly quoting this movie and making references to it. And my husband is clueless because he has no idea. So we started to watch it a couple weeks ago. And he fell in love. I mean, first, before we even started watching it, I did show him the song Everybody Wants to Be a Cat. And, of course, he fell in love with that because he loves cats. And so then we started watching the movie, and he just fell for it. He hook, line, and sinker. He was just amazed at this movie. And it really does hold up. Like, as adults watching this movie, you're not bored. You're just fascinating. The voice acting is amazing, and the animation is beautiful, and the story is really good. So, yeah, The Aristocats. It's fantastic and definitely worth going back and checking out. Now, I haven't been able to get my hands on it, and it's not on Canadian Netflix, but I've looked at a couple of scenes from YouTube with him and of Disney's Robin Hood, and that also seems to hold up. So that's my next project, is to get my hands on Robin Hood and watch through all of that, because I'm pretty sure that that's going to hold up just as good as the Aristocats did. And so to pair this with a meal, I'm not going to pair it with anything from the show, because basically it's like all they eat is milk or whatever. It's kind of lame and not really good for cats. I'm going to pair this with one of my favorite French dishes, and French, not Quebec French, Coquille Saint-Jacques, which is scallops and potato dish, and often you wrap the scallops in bacon. It's got a little bit of a cream sauce. It is amazing. I have no idea how to make it, but that is my goal. My mom says she has a recipe, and apparently it used to be her specialty, and I'm going to get her to make it for me next time she comes up, hopefully, or next time I go down. And yeah, Coquille Saint-Jacques is so good. So Aristocats and Coquille Saint-Jacques, enjoy, and I will talk to you all tomorrow. Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-NUTTY42.